should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, it's Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. Rocky Mountain Puff is over, and it was a success. It was an event to remember, and we're going to get into all of that and the takeaways from this event. What was profound is ultimately people came and, you know, these are monetary reform activists who, you know, have their own shows, have done their own documentaries. Gary Franchi was involved with Freedom to Fascism, which was one of the most profound documentaries about the monetary system and taxes, 9/11, et cetera. Adam Kokesh has a daily broadcast talking about monetary systems. So it was profound to have these very knowledgeable people that are constantly at Patriot events, and they came and used the currency, and they saw it in action. It wasn't just a theory. It's not a theory about a gold system. It is the actual system working and operating. And because it's not silver and gold, a silver and gold system requires that you have millions of dollars of currency to, just as a, just as a nice guy or gal or whatever, just donate. Otherwise, if you're creating that as a debt with interest, you're doing the exact same thing as the existing, system does. So ultimately, the parasitic user can enslave societies on gold, silver, paper, or digital currencies. And difference with our system is it's created as a credit. There's no debt or interest applied when it is born. The money is born as a credit without a debt or interest. And then it's also loaned without interest. So this currency supports abundance, and that is its unique selling proposition. And we're very, very excited that, people got a chance to take a look at that. So that's going to be the focus of today's broadcast. And we want people to really understand the profound nature of this, because it's doable. It's something that you can create. And that is a unique thing. And anybody that, wants to beat up on it for whatever reasons, they're gold and silver people, then what I recommend you do is go ahead and start a gold and silver system in where you live, or even copper for that matter. So start that up, and you're going to find real quickly you won't be able to do it in the exact same manner that Jovi Weeks and Gary Franchi both tried setting up a system, because when people are going to have to buy into it, and then when they get that, they're going to hoard it as a commodity. And that is the difficulty, is once you stop circulating it, it ceases to be money. It's just a commodity, like, if you're storing whiskey to protect against a economic collapse, or if you're collecting bullets or ammunition or guns or whatever the particular commodity is. That is the difference. This is a different system, and it allows for circulation of the currency. The currency must circulate, else it ceases to be money. If it's not flowing, it ain't money. So we'll be right back. We're going to get deeper into Rocky Mountain Puff.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Surely it is not to live in pain and fear, and that is the entire intention of Rocky Mountain Puff, is to create a monetary system which is innovated so that it serves and emancipates the people from debt, whereas the existing system enslaves the people in debt. It's designed to do that because every Federal Reserve note is born as an interest-bearing debt. So, therefore, whenever you borrow some of these, you actually invent that money. That money never existed prior to you signing the promissory note. So this is something that you can look up in Modern Money Mechanics. It was published by the Chicago Federal Reserve. And this is very, very important because it provides evidence that when we borrow money, we're not actually borrowing money that it already is in existence. It is illegal for the banks to loan depositors' funds. So that is kind of the basis which they, say that why you pay interest is you're renting that money from somebody else. They don't have use for it, so therefore, you're paying them rent. because they can't use it. Well, that's a total fiction. The bank isn't a profit after the very first payment because that money was invented. Excuse me. It was a long weekend, and it's been a long time running up to this, so I'm finally relaxed because we've been planning this for, I don't know, 2.5 months, and it's quite an undertaking to get everybody here, and in the meantime, promoting and growing a currency all by itself is a full-time occupation. And so on one hand, you want to promote the event and have lots of people attend. And then on the other hand, you don't want people showing up and just there being, 20 businesses or, where it's just really small. Well, that was quickly resolved, and I want to get into a couple of things. One was, on day one, I guess we'll kind of get into these by segments as we go along. And what was really great on Thursday night, people came in for the poker night. That's at the Dredge, and I'm broadcasting live from Dredge Studio, and that's atop of the Dredge restaurant. And it used to be a small apartment, say a one-bedroom apartment, basically. And we've, modified its arrangement so that it's actually a studio now. And we broadcast Friday with all of, several of the We Are Changers here. Some of our speakers we had on Friday on this very broadcast, we had Luke Radowski and Rick Raddatz. Rick Raddatz is, people that are involved in information marketing knows him because he does all kinds of systems which help automate your marketing process. And then, of course, Luke Radowski is famous for We Are Change, many confrontations with New World Order minions, etc. And we put this all together. We had the broadcast Friday, and this is new for us. We're instead of broadcasting from my place via Skype, now we're going to be doing it, from the Dredge Studio. So we'll have a location where we can bring local business owners into the studio, edify their business, get some of their expertise and talk about what their experience is. One of the great things that I really enjoyed hearing is Steve Rockney, who's the owner of the Dredge. He went 2 days where he only spent mountain hours exclusively. And that gets easier and easier to do because we're somewhere up around 55 businesses. Our goal for the event was to get to 50, and we achieved that into our second day in. And kind of just started focusing on other things. And we have been in contact. Some people have contacted us that want to start other hours-based systems where they live. And that is the whole idea. That's actually step one of the Jubilee Plan. You can find the Jubilee Plan if you like me or actually friend me on Facebook. And I'd highly recommend people do that now because a lot of the stuff that I present is in video form. And there's lots of ways that people consume information, and I like consuming information via video, podcasts, as well. So that is a great way to pick up information, and if you, friend me on Facebook, that is a great way where you can, look at videos that I use that are used as a educational tool, and, really break this down, and lots of the stuff that I say is completely contrarian to the rest of the mainstream media and the Patriot media for instance, we are not undergoing inflation right now. We are undergoing deflation. Federal Reserve notes are scarce. Repeat, the Federal Reserve is not overproducing Federal Reserve notes, whereby the people are being inundated with too many Federal Reserve notes. This is not Zimbabwe. This is not Weimar Germany. this is not the reason why gold and silver and oil and food prices are going up. It's not going up because of the overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. That's contrarian to the mainstream media and the bulk, 99-95% of the Patriot media. And this is fundamentally essential to understand, because if we're already inundated with worthless pieces of fiat paper, if we are already inundated with all of this, these Federal Reserve notes, then if we already have lots and lots of Federal Reserve notes, how would creating more worthless pieces of paper called mountain hours help us? That doesn't make any sense. If we already have too many pieces of paper called money, how can I introduce more worthless pieces of paper called money? How would that possibly help us? It wouldn't. And that is profoundly essential to understand this. Otherwise, it would make no sense to you whatsoever. Like, why, you know, if we're buried in Federal Reserve notes, we're drowning in them, it would make no sense to get more paper that is going to fix things. So what I like to say is we have worth more fiat paper, meaning the Federal Reserve notes are worth more, because the more the Federal Reserve notes are, the more value they have, the more difficult they are to attain, and the more difficult it is for us to pay the parasitic usurer's debts. The parasitic usurer has done a marvelous job of wrapping the people up in monstrous amounts of debt. Why would the parasitic usurer want to create easy-to-get Federal Reserve notes in order so that we could pay off our debts more easily? The parasitic usurer works very hard to keep us in debt, which compounds exponentially. And by virtue of us not paying our debts, being unable to pay our debts because Federal Reserve notes are scarce. By not having Federal Reserve notes, we can't pay our debts, and then guess who repossesses our collateral when we default? Of course, it's the parasitic usurer. And who is the leading property owner on the planet? The parasitic usurer, because with the asset confiscation racket known as interest, usury, or REBA, through that scheme where it's impossible for all of the borrowers to pay, they are able to conquer the world via debt and through theft through color of law. Because theft through color of law says, you know, if the debtor doesn't pay the debt, then the banker, through theft through color of law, gets to confiscate all of the real assets that were held as the collateral. Well, that occurs with, you know, houses, cars, credit cards, happens with businesses, individuals, local governments, counties, states, and the federal government. The United States Corporation of 1871 was bankrupted via usury, interest applied on gold and silver money. The parasitic usurer was in control. It was the sovereign prior to the Federal Reserve being established. The Federal Reserve was the sovereign, repeat, the Federal Reserve, or the parasitic usurers were the sovereign prior to the establishment of the Federal Reserve. This is, again, another unique selling proposition of this broadcast, because most of the mainstream media says we got to end the Fed and then we'll be free. That's not true, because the parasitic usurer was already in control of the United States, because basically, the United States was in debt in 1900, 1910, 1911, 1912. It was in debt already. And whoever is the holder of that debt is the real sovereign. So the parasitic usurer who controlled the cartel of gold and silver, they loaned that gold and silver, those commodities, to the United States. Inevitably, it will always occur, because the debt expands exponentially, it will default. So we'll get deeper into this right after the break. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating that the Federal Reserve, the private international fascist Federal Reserve, is the real sovereign. And the reason why that is they are the creditor of the 1933 corporate U.S. bankruptcy. The United States was a corporation at the time, and it went bankrupt. And when any entity is in bankruptcy, the creditor will make all the decisions. So think of that with respect to any business that you might have, or it's the same with governments. And all of the things, the entities which we believe are government, are actually corporations masquerading as government in order to keep the illusion that the debt slaves have a choice in all of this, that they can in effect change via voting. By changing the vestigial head of the U.S. corporation, the bankrupt U.S. corporation, you change nothing, because the politicians there are just there for political theater. They're there as a marionette show. They are there for the illusion. When the United States is a corporation that has been bankrupt, the creditor makes all the decisions. So it's essential that we all understand that. I'm not doing this as like, oh, I'm right and you're wrong kind of thing. Explaining this so that we all focus our energy on a path that will truly emancipate us. That's why it's essential that people understand this, because, number one, and it's actually a good thing in some ways, because if the people that were aware of this were trying to affect change through a vote, their numbers are so small, I'm guessing they're, 1-3% of the population or something. Like, obviously people know that things are corrupt, and the number of people that know that things are corrupt is very high, evidenced by, there's a poll around that basically Congress says that there's roughly 9% or 10 or 11% approval of Congress, because they continue to pass so much legislation that is against the interests of the people, of the ordinary man. So people acknowledge that things are corrupt. They just, they differ on the terminology. They differ on as to who is to blame. So, I actually had a discussion with our group, because even within the libertarian movement, we had an impasse. There's, a variety of, experts, I would call them, because they spend in their full time educators and producers for liberty-based materials, and even within our group, and figure the most we had maybe 40 or 50 people assembled at a time. We're in a discussion. People were continually leaving, going in and out, because we're creating a music video on top of everything else that we're doing. So anyway, there's conflict within who's to blame. And ultimately, step one, as a military expression, I've got this a tiny bit of a military background, and I have a degree in history, and my focus was on military history. And at Officer Candidate School for the Marines, the first thing they do to train you to achieve victory over any enemy, and we have been certainly enslaved by, whether it's government or the banks, we have to identify who the enemy is. Who is the enemy? Who is the sovereign? Who's in charge? Truman had a sign on his desk, Harry Truman, saying the buck stops here. The buck stop means that he makes the decision. Well, how does that jive with what Alan Greenspan was saying? Alan Greenspan is saying that there's no agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So those two comments are in direct opposition to each other. One is saying that the government is in charge when Harry Truman says that. Others will say that it's the bankers. So what I like to say is, in any society where usury is permitted, repeat, this is a universal truth. In any society where usury is permitted, eventually the parasitic usurer will come to dominate and usurp that society. They will dominate whoever the existing government is. So if that government is socialist, the parasitic usurer will usurp the sovereignty of that socialist society. If that society is a constitutional republic, the parasitic usurer will usurp the government of that society. If it's a corporation, the parasitic usurer will eventually bankrupt, and then the parasitic user will be the creditor of that bankruptcy and therefore be the sovereign. So now what the paradigm shift, what's unusual about another, usury is the original sin. That's a unique selling proposition of this show as well, that we have this perspective that, number one, we're suffering from deflation. Number two, the parasitic user is the sovereign. So we're describing these things, and it's...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, broadcasting live atop Dredge Studio down in Breckenridge. Well, I should say up in Breckenridge, Colorado. We're downtown of Breckenridge. The Dredge is just a beautiful, iconic building, symbolic of the era where gold and silver was dredged from the river here. And used and taken to Denver, minted, and then distributed throughout the United States. Those mining claims were private, and the individuals who owned them basically loaned that gold and silver to the United States and basically at interest. So basically money was created as a debt with interest. And as time went on, that debt that was created compounded exponentially. And the problem with that is that the capacity of the producers to continually produce sufficient quantities to pay that debt is impossible because, you know, all of the other gold that was introduced, or the majority of it, was introduced as a debt as well. Ultimately, the production can't keep up with the exponentially compounding debt. And that's the very problem that we're faced with right now. So
this entire event was meant to showcase this remedy to this system. The parasitic user can enslave societies on paper, gold, digital money, or silver money, or any commodity money, unless you can mine it out of the ground yourself without, and then issue it into circulation as a public service without there being a debt or interest attached to it. This is extremely important to understand. And the entire basis that you'd even want gold and silver for money is that money is overproduced right now, meaning Federal Reserve notes are overproduced when in fact they are not. This is not Weimar Germany or Zimbabwe. We don't have $1 million notes. In fact, my prices for labor, because we can't get Federal Reserve notes, we continually to drop our prices as a contractor. I continually keep dropping my prices because the people do not have enough money to afford a pool. And so it's essential to understand this dynamic that we are not suffering from inflation. If we're suffering from deflation, everything makes a lot more sense. In terms of it's harder to get money, it's harder to earn money, it's harder to keep a job, it's harder to pay your debts. And when you can't pay the debts, the parasitic user defaults, or you default, and the usurer confiscates your assets. The reason why prices are going up is through engineered scarcity. Just like you have engineered scarcity on Main Street of Federal Reserve notes, it's engineered. We certainly could have more. It wouldn't be difficult for the powers that be to create more Federal Reserve notes so that we would have a sufficient amount of money to pay our debts. They could certainly do that, but the whole point is to keep us in perpetual debt, just like they keep us in perpetual war, and that is the real thing. And the reason why prices are going up is through engineered scarcity. Oil, everybody would recognize that if a new environmental law was passed, that the price of oil would go up. Make sense? If you're to increase the price of oil, cut off the supply of oil, the price of oil would go up. It's not going up as a result of there being too many Federal Reserve notes. It's going up as a result of engineered scarcity. Another common example that people recognize is De Beers has a diamond cartel, which restricts the amount of diamonds coming in to our society so as to keep that semi-precious stone more highly regarded as a beautiful, they're certainly beautiful, but they are not scarce. And so the parasitic users, the power that be, they cut off the supply of these things in order to engineer scarcity so that we don't have them, so that, we pay more. The Federal Reserve notes that we do get, which are scarce, they make it even more difficult for, a man that's buying, getting married to buy his wife a beautiful engagement ring becomes more and more expensive. To continually to extract the wealth of the people, to make it more difficult to have and keep jobs, it's engineered asset confiscation, because that's exactly what usury is. Usury is a method of conquest. Repeat, usury or interest or REBA is simply an asset confiscation scheme. It's a means by which to conquer nations and to, individual by individual, business by business, government by government, county by county, state by state, national government by national government. Usury is simply it's a method of conquest. Because once you buy up all the people and businesses, and you already have the majority control of the money itself, the people are put onto the rat race. And while on the rat race, the parasitic usurer engineers more scarcity so as that they can confiscate all the additional assets of the people and then create a police state where they're even further able to enslave the people. This is extremely important to understand, because as long as we are mired in the Hegelian debate between worthless fiat paper, which is a lie all by itself, it's not worthless, it's worth more. And another evidence of that idea is Jefferson had his quote, if we allow private banks to issue the public currency, first through inflation, then deflation, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. So first inflation, then deflation. Deflation means to minimize or delete or keep at a minimum the amount of money in circulation. So the less in circulation there is, the less able, you know, to pay our debts. We can't pay our debts because there simply is not enough money in circulation to pay all those debts. It's impossible. So these manipulations are all used to enslave us individually, as a society, collectively, as a government. And, you know, they've been successful for thousands of years. And as because the parasitic user has published, the parasitic user has published the history, they make it about all kinds of other problems. Big government versus small government, progressive versus conservative. And as long as we can continue to debate these engineered conflicts. Another engineered conflict is the difference between worthless fiat paper and hard money. Because the usurer can apply usury to either one of those and retain power. That's why this is unique. This solution is unique in that it provides that the people can emancipate ourselves, because it's created as a credit, there's no debt or interest, and the other aspect is it's doable. You can do this. You and your neighbors must do this. Repeat, you and your neighbors and your local talk show host must do this. Must do this. It's time to recognize that we've been enslaved by these people via a new sort of battlefield, a new type of military conquest. And believe it, you know, if you're to enslave a United States via sword, it would be much more pronounced, much more obvious that we had our chains on. But when they do it with a mathematic strategic certainty by the application of usury on money creation and lending, it's a mathematic fact. They have simply innovated their form of slavery, conquest, and subjugation. This is, in fact, a military operation, but they didn't do it on a typical military battlefield. Repeat. This was a military operation that was not executed on a military battlefield. Nonetheless, it was entirely effective. They changed their tactics. The parasitic user changed their tactics. And we're talking about a very, very small number of people. And since it was a small number of people that took over, it'll only require a small number of people to take it all back, because we don't have to vote our way to the solution. All we have to do is get active. We need to get broadcasters of media, whether it's internet or typical radio or YouTube. We need people. We need you. That's a listener right now to go to your you know, whoever else you listen to, and offer this solution to them. Have them listen into this show, because truly, once we put our energy into the correct and proper solution and focus it, where we're not all running around scared of the NDAA, we're not afraid of what the parasite's going to do. Who cares what the parasite's going to do? Let's focus on what we're going to do to escape
the clutches of the parasite. Just remove the parasite from her neck. We will live in a much more healthy manner. That's it. They need us. We don't need them. They need us. They harvest our energy in order to create a police state to enslave us. They harvest our energy in order to enslave our minds with their media, their education, their TV, etc., etc., etc. So now that the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, now that Gary Franchi, Luke Radowski, Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, now that they've come and seen this system and spent money themselves so they can see that it's reliable, they saw how quickly we were able to sign up new businesses. It was beautiful. It was truly, truly beautiful. Rocky Mountain Puff will be known as the spark that ignited the revolution, because everybody's just waiting and are just stuck on a specific solution. Occupy doesn't have answers. They're just, basically debt slaves butting heads with police state debt slaves. It's theater. It's a complete waste of time to butt heads when you have no solution for how you're going to modify the monetary system once you take power. How long do you have to occupy for? How many people do you have to occupy with? Well, I can tell you how many we need for our system, and that's what's unique. And we're kicking it off. I was challenging our activists to think bigger. Think of how we can achieve victory this year. Because this is just information. You know, as quickly as we can spread the information with the Twitter and the Facebook revolution, as quickly as we can spread the word, as quickly as we can offer abundance, as quickly as we can get Tea Party and Occupy to unite, we shall have victory. And something that I was offering up as a potential olive branch between parties is, generally speaking, I'm referring to Occupy and Tea Party. The most base thing, the differences, the distinction between Occupy and Tea Party is Tea Party finds it most offensive that the state has the power to coerce or steal taxes via income or property taxes. Those would be, the initial and primary forms of tyranny that Tea Party activists generally agree is the most fundamental thing. It's coercion. We want to live in a voluntary society. Now, I would guess that most people in Occupy, they prefer living in a voluntary society. What they don't want is they want generally a means by which to collect revenue in order to fund social programs, to fund a social safety net, to fund Social Security and pensions, public pensions, etc., and have that safety net. So what if you as a group, as Tea Party, were to reach out and say, hey, we want to have a compromise. We will guarantee, with the energy of the people or the energy of the dog, that we will guarantee the social programs, because I'm hopeful that would occur because my parents are in Social Security and my brother is retired Navy. So I want to make sure that they get their pensions, and it's essential for free people to be responsible, because that is the corollary to freedom is responsibility. And we are responsible for the least among us. So since we're going to finance that, we just got to finance those social programs in a voluntary manner, a voluntary monetary system or a voluntary lending system with control of the money, controlling the energy of the debt slaves for more abundant purposes, more elevated purposes, more emancipated reasons. Using the local currency frees the people. And
part of the Green Party anyway, is they support local organic currencies. The Mountain Hours was modeled after Ithaca Hours, and that was created as a copy of Ithaca Hours. And Ithaca Hours was created by who generally most would consider as a Green Party kind of guy, as Paul Glover. So they will embrace the idea as long as they are getting their social programs financed. So we then agree upon the monetary reform as the path to achieving that. We would create a voluntary society without coercion, and it would also be responsible because it would take care of the least among us who are having difficulties, et cetera. And we can do that. We can pay for those things, because if they're being paid for now, with the existing system, we certainly can do it once we have more abundance and remove the usury. So we'll be right back after this.
Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement, Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
We are at a pivotal time in history where it's essential that leaders step forward in their community, in their county, and take a leadership role, become active, and help organize a county currency based on unit of time so that these unit of time-based currencies can be traded nationally and internationally. They can be networked and
We've already had experience where Joby Weeks spent mountain hours all the way in Ithaca, New York. I've had conversations with other activists who've started hours-based currencies in Canada. So these hours-based currencies can be traded across borders. That's huge, because now no longer is the parasitic usurer getting a piece of the currency conversion either. And that is so important. The reason being is that it allows for the people to trade across borders without parasitism. This is extremely important. Extremely important. And once we understand that we can indeed achieve these solutions, we've got to achieve these solutions. We must. We can't continue in this engineered genocide that's occurring globally. We have to make reforms. We must make reforms. And, this is the path to emancipation. So what's so profoundly amazing and what I'm grateful for is that these people, I woke up in 2008 and I was a gold bug myself, and as were, Gary Franchi and Joby Weeks. And they started their own silver border systems. I set one up myself. It's called SilverDollarTree.com. Joby has a system. It's American Open Currency System, or standard. Gary Franchi started a system. And the problem with the commodity-based currencies is that they aren't currencies. They don't flow. They're not liquid. They stop. People buy them. They hoard them, and they just sit on them. They don't. The currency must flow within the economic circuit in order for it to transfer energy. If it's not moving, it's not transferring energy. And certainly you can sit on it, and it'll be a store of value, just like a gun would be, or something, whiskey. However, if you can use it to barter, certainly. The problem is you need to have money to buy it in order to use it to trade. So if the people are already lack money to begin with, and that's what people are, like, people do not have money. So because of that, since they don't have money, how would they possibly get gold and silver in order to use that as their currency? If the United States had lots of gold and silver, it could just pay off its national debt to begin with. Since it does not have lots of gold and silver, it needs to do something different. And to have such well-regarded patriots come in and come to Rocky Mountain Puff, use the local currency. We're at the Dredge on Thursday night. And it was cool. The different VIPs were in around a poker table and playing cards, and putting mountain hours into the pot. And they were actually seeing it, and they would turn around and walk over to the bar and buy a beer with mountain hours. Adam Kokesh bought a beer for Joby Weeks with mountain.